Grace and peace to you from God Almighty, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is an interesting word. In many ways, we think of it like a last name, like Pastor Peter Christ, kind of. But we say Jesus Christ as if it is a name, rather than Jesus the Christ as if it is a title. In this passage, when Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter responds, "The Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One." Well, he says, "Ho Christos," which we translate to the Messiah or the Christ. I'm sure that when I say the Christ or the Messiah, an image forms in your head that is likely directly related to Jesus, or in fact might just be Jesus. But at the time that Peter announced Jesus as the Messiah, Peter's idea of Messiah was something very different than what we know today. Many prophets had pointed toward a Messiah to come, and many were eagerly waiting the arrival of such Messiah. They envisioned the Messiah to be like a great and powerful king, the heir of David, who would reestablish the kingdom and reign with might. So when Peter calls Jesus Messiah, he's not wrong. But as we know, the idea that Peter had in mind for Jesus is far from the reality which was to come. We see how that plays out in the conversation following this. Jesus decided that it is finally time now that the disciples be let in on this plan for Jesus the Messiah. He explains to them, "I'm going to suffer. In fact, I'm going to suffer at the hands of the high priests. And then they will kill me. But I will rise again after 3 days." So Peter, sure that he knows what a Messiah is truly all about, argues with Jesus. Now, of course, none of us would have argued with the leader. We can't possibly understand why Peter would ever question authority. But this is the challenge that Jesus is up against. They just don't understand. And these disciples, these ones who don't understand, are the ones who are choosing to follow him. So Jesus has talked with his disciples. They still don't seem to get what Jesus as Messiah will look like. So I picture Jesus bringing this to God in a conversation. Jesus says, "I just don't get it. I've laid it out, plain as day, but they can't seem to understand how salvation will come through suffering. I don't even think that they believe me." And God replies, "It sounds like they need a revelation. I have an idea. All right, you grab a few of them and you come up the mountain, and I will bring Elijah and Moses, mostly for comparison, but also to remind them that I am the God of their ancestors. And then, are you ready for this? I'll light you up. All bright and stuff. We're talking blinding light, bright white. And then I will use my biggest, deepest voice. And I will say, 'This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him. Right? What do you think? They can't ignore that. And Jesus will say, "I guess it can't hurt to try. I'll see you on the mountain." You see, God knew that the disciples needed something big, bright, loud, and disruptive to help them understand. God knew that what they needed was a revelation. God revealed God's self to Peter, James, and John on that mountain, and God reveals God's self to us here today. The church helps us to recognize these revelations. In this season of Epiphany, we have been exploring the question of why church? We've learned that the church transforms us through restoration, reimagination, and redemption, and here we see revelation. The church reveals God's work in the world and in our lives. In my own life, happy coincidences seem to occur often. And I'm sure that many of you, along with me, understand that there really aren't many, if any, coincidences. You see, it wasn't a coincidence that I showed up to Roseville Lutheran on the day that Pastor Lauren asked for volunteers for their confirmation program. And it wasn't coincidentally that it was done while I was Googling other churches to try out in the following weeks. It isn't a coincidence that when I was trying to discern my own call in life, I hired a lifeguard at the YMCA who happened to be a student at Luther Seminary. It isn't a coincidence that when I was finally able to leave my full-time position at the Y, Prince of Peace was in need of a youth director. These were the times that God was revealing God's self to me. Some of these truly felt like coincidences at the time, but quickly were revealed to me, especially in light of my time and relationships here at Prince of Peace. We also see God revealed in our Love Let Go stories. If you haven't had a chance to read these stories on our website, I highly encourage you to do so. God is revealed to us in the opportunity to provide for a mother who is needing to pull money from her 401k to pay for rent and groceries. God is revealed in putting $100 into the hands of someone who is faced with a prescription bill of $531 shortly after receiving the money. Or $100 into the hands of someone with an empty gas tank and an empty checking account. God reveals God's self through the kindness and generosity of Rose Diesler and all those who have had the privilege to distribute her funds in order to bring God's love out into the world. Rose could have left her money to many places where it would have been beautifully used to help so many people. But we are blessed that through the church, we get the opportunity to see God revealed in this generous gift. In the scripture for today, we see Peter's revelation, or at least his intended revelation. This revelation is that we are invited into relationship with God through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus the Messiah. Jesus suffers and dies in whole and unconditional love for us, and we get to partake in that relationship. But Jesus shares with his disciples that those who follow him are going to endure suffering as well. Life in relationship with God is one of great love, but often earthly love may be denied by those in this world. Jesus was rejected by many. And we, as followers, will be faced with that same rejection. Jesus calls us to die to ourselves, to give up our earthly desires and motivations, and join him in bearing our crosses. That's quite a revelation for Peter, who is likely excited for this picture of the Messiah that he has, putting them at the top of the totem pole alongside Jesus as King of the world. Suffering for the sake of Jesus was not on Peter's bucket list. But based on what we know of Peter's story, it took him a long time to grasp what Jesus was trying to reveal to him here. And Peter had Jesus in the flesh to help him. The journey of understanding is often a long one. Sometimes revelations are simple, like sharing cash in order to spread God's love. And other times, they are exceedingly confusing. But no worries, because God will continue to reveal God's self to us, and God will walk beside us as we navigate the confusing roads. And we, the church, we will continue to walk together as well, helping to provide revelation, reimagination, redemption, reconnection, and all of the other re's that we've been discussing through Epiphany. Peace be with you in all that God is revealing in your life today and always. Amen.